The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio, Clark Brock, president of the Huron Community Fair Board. We're going to be talking about the fair. It's coming up next week. It's hard to believe summer's all the way to the point of the fair, but it is here in just a few days, and we're going to talk about what's coming up this year at the 151st
Huron Community Fair. On Sunday, we start bringing the animals in. Of course, actually, the fair for some 4-H'ers will start tomorrow, because we actually start bringing in some of the non-perishables and things for judging as early as tomorrow evening. So,
sewing type of things.
Some of the sewing crafts, the things that don't go bad. Some of that stuff starts rolling in tomorrow and Friday, and judging on that is actually done ahead, so it can all be in place when people roll in on Sunday and want to start seeing things.
You can't really bring produce in by the time the fair starts. It's
right.
Past its prime, and why is this ranked with a blue ribbon when it looks like that? Because it's been there 5 days.
Right. Yeah, so that won't come in until the first of the week. But what we call our non-perishables, the crafts, the photography, the...
preserved stuff.
That right. Those kinds of things. You betcha.
Terrific. And they all know the schedule, when to show up, and how to take care of that. They've done that years for
our 4-H'ers. Our 4-H'ers, FFAers, and the people that show their open class stuff have been making their contacts and have been filling out their premium sheets and getting things set. Those dates have all passed through the office now, and so we, for the most part, know who's coming and bringing what.
Is there any display area or something for people who are past...
Sure there are. We have open class, what we call open class, and in the 4-H and FFA building, which is where we put what we call our still exhibits, those that don't move, and so there's an open class, which is any resident of the county that's interested, if they're so inclined, there's a section in the fair book, they can look and see what types of things we have classes for, and they can come and present their wares in that situation to be judged and to be on display for fair week as well.
And do they need to notify the fair board at a certain point that they're coming? Because you don't like surprises.
Right. Most of that, for the people that do that, has already been done. If there's a last minute something at this point, it happens to be that the fair office is open today. So if somebody was still trying to get some last minute questions about, can I still bring an open class thing, Donna Wheeler's in the office today down there, and she would gladly inform them of what the process is and how that works.
And if you call and it rings, she may be out for doing a little chore, but she'll be back. Try again.
Sure. Message machine will pick it up.
Because everybody, I understand, is just running around like around the fair trying to get things set.
Sure. If you happen to check our Facebook page yesterday, Chuck was over and took a bunch of pictures, and you can see that we're in full force, get ready for the fair. Pens are set up, and driveways have been graded. The lawns got mowed yesterday. Benches and things are being set out, and so lots of good things have been happening the last couple weeks. So by the volunteers getting things ready so that on Sunday when the fair starts, everybody has it a wonderful experience.
Anything new as far as, you know, things on the fairgrounds?
Well, there's,
you had a bathhouse you put in
right,
a year or so ago. That's
right.
Still fairly new, and people may not have seen it or had a chance to use it.
Yep. The new bathroom bathhouse was there for last year's fair. Great addition. People seem to really be pleased and helpful. One little change that we're doing this year is the entertainment tent, which has normally been to the east of the office in the merchant building, we're going to move all that into the merchant's building this year. The days of merchants in a merchant building have kind of started to dwindle. With all the other options of online shopping and those kinds of things, we just don't get as much there. And it's difficult for people to have somebody set there for the week. So the Wednesday event that SURE puts on in terms of their senior health care and that meal, the SLA buyer's luncheon, and a couple other exhibits and things will be inside the merchant's building. And then a big thank you to Thumb Heating and Cooling. There are two cooling units in that this year, and it's going to be kind of closed down a little bit, open to the public, but closed up a little bit. When I was in there this morning, I don't think it was quite 60 degrees this morning in there. So we had her cooled right down nice, and we're hoping that, it'll be a spot that during the week, if people are having problems with the heat or need a little break, they can go in and check out the few vendors that are there. There'll be chairs set up and a spot to just relax a while.
Always good for seniors and others who have heat-related
Absolutely.
Problems to
yep.
have a spot to go where they can cool down.
Yep, we thank TJ and Kyle that they came in and set that, their guys came in and set that up this last week, and we're hoping we can just drop it a few degrees to make it a little more bearable for people.
When you say brought it, you mean is it a temporary thing? Is it something they can take out at the end of the season, or is it something the fair is going to try and think about maybe keeping?
Well, we're going to see what happens this year, how well it works and what we might need to do. If everything goes well this week, we'll look at permanently installing and leaving it there. But at this point, it's there for fair week to be able to see if it works and how much people enjoy it.
It's hard to tell how effective it's going to be in a real hot spell until you have it, because the buildings are not that well insulated.
Correct. That building was not set up for that at all, and we know that moving forward, if we're going to keep it, we'll have some work to do. But we're going to give it a shot.
All you can do is try.
You bet.
So Sunday it starts. You still have the Indian Trails Rodeo. It was gone for a couple of years there, and then it came back, and everybody wanted it, and it's back at the fair as it should be.
Right. There were two or three years that between that group's turnover of some staff and things and that it didn't happen, but been back for a number of years now, and they're all excited and wound up and ready to have that happen. So we're going to get them back local. That Indian Trails Rodeo is all local contestants and people that participate, local livestock, local participants, the whole local group that's there.
Well, terrific. And that starts at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. on Sunday, you bet. And, of course, there's no gate admission at the road on Sunday, so we should be fine with that. Just admission into to watch the rodeo, and that helps offset some of their cost to operate for the year.
Okay, and following that, you're going to have a horse show?
You betcha. We get rolling. There's not a horse show on Sunday. It's on Monday.
Oh, I have Sunday.
Oh, there is a horse show on Sunday. You're right. Sunday evening, the 4-H'ers kick off with their first show.
And a horse show, is this the type of judging thing, or is it actual riding and stuff? There's two ways to go with
that
a horse show.
That horse show will be up at the horse arena by the horse barns, mm-hmm. And it is a judging thing, but there are some bleachers and things there. If you're interested in seeing the youth show their horses, it's always interesting to watch any of our youth throughout the week exhibiting their livestock, whether it's the horses or the other livestock. But open to the public. Once you get on the grounds, come on down and sit and watch those things. See the kids show their talents.
Okay. And then you have the opening ceremony that evening to officially really kick it off.
You betcha. We raise the flags, the U.S. flag, the 4-H and FFA flag, and we have that opening ceremonies to kind of kick off the fair on Sunday evening.
And very first evening you have livestock judging. Is that done for a reason? Is it just to because... You know, you've got so much going on the rest of the week, you've got to kind of stack it out?
Well, we look at how we put things in, but that Sunday evening livestock judging contest is our kids participating in a judging contest.
Oh.
So the 4-H'ers and FFA, a couple superintendents will bring like 4 or 5 animals from each of the different species in, and those kids get a chance then to come in and see how well they are at judging. And so before any other judging has gone on, the kids get to evaluate those animals live in front of them there in a contest.
And maybe down the road you'll find future judges when they know what to look for and how to do it.
Sure. Many of our judges that we use at the fair come to us from the Michigan State judging teams. And so if our kids get a chance to get a little experience locally first, if they head off to college and take a class on that, because there's a knack to judging, besides being able to pick good animals, you have to be able to talk about it as well. And so they actually have classes and the whole bit to train those people to be professionals at it.
Do you have to bring judges in from out of the area? We're such a tight-knit community, and everybody's got relatives all over the place, and, you know, they try to be fair, and they do that. I understand that, but
sure.
But is that a common practice to try and bring people in from out of the area a bit so that there is no questioning and people singing, oh dear, you know, this. Well, they love their family.
Sure. The first thing that people have to understand is when we bring judges in, whether they be local or from out of the area, that judge is there to judge that event, that class, that project, that activity on that day, and it's their opinion that we have hired them or we've asked them to come in and give and their opinion. Someone else can have a different opinion, but that's the person in charge that day. Most all of our livestock events, the people that come in and judge those are coming from, sometimes even from other states that come in and judge that. We try and get some people off a list of approved judges for the state of Michigan to come in and judge those livestock. Many of our still exhibits in our 4-H building and that, oftentimes that's people in our community that have expertise in an area, and they're judging based on their expertise.
But they may not see the placard, just the thing, and not know who really made it. Just this is number one, this is number two, this is number three, and that kind of eliminates that problem rather than having the kid out there with the animal.
Yep. In those still exhibits in the 4-H building, they're judging the project, not the child, or not the exhibitor. Yep.
Well, terrific. Kind of gets you through Sunday, kind of a little running warm-up until you get to Monday, and Monday is the first regular day of the fair.
Correct. Monday's our first regular day of the fair. The livestock are all in. Most of the projects are into the 4-H building. Some of those perishables will come in on Monday and Tuesday, but they're in. And then we start with our rest of our fair week. We start having some of our shows. You can see our rabbit show and 4-H horse show go on again. The sheep show is on Monday evening. And of course, Monday evening is also kind of a big event night down there. That's the 4-H explosion, where they have some 4-H talent. They do the recognition of the 4-H ambassador program, so those youth that will be the ambassador for the year for the 4-H programs, and it's also the crowning of the Bean Queen.
For Huron County.
For Huron County. The Huron County Bean Queen will be crowned on Monday night.
You also have an event that people can participate in if they so seem inclined.
There is. We've had on and off, do we have an event on Monday? Don't we have an event on Monday? The Midway doesn't start till Tuesday. So this year we decided we're going to try something a little different. On Monday evening, we've hired a company to come in, and they're running a drag race event. And those people in that event will be, for the most part, local Huron County people. So if you're interested, there should be some flyers out there. You'll see some things in the paper this week, and check our website out. It's a grudge mash competition. Bring out your four-wheelers and race them. Bring out your quads and race them. Bring out your pickups and drag race them. Bring out your semis and drag race them. There are multiple different classes and age groups, and it's all done on with local people. There's a very nominal entry fee for them to get in and register. And so long as we have two similar vehicles, we'll have a class and have an event and have that race.
And the people bringing that to the fair, many of them probably bring them on a trailer. Just basically,
they'll come in off Soper Road down at the west end of the fairgrounds, and they'll go in through our pit gate, and they'll register in with the KOI company that's in charge of running that, and they'll get. But I believe on our website, and there's also a tie on our website to the KOA company, that you can get rules and regulations and that type of thing. But don't have to be registered in advance. You can show up that afternoon to get in and get registered and ready to pull that night.
And when you say drag race, I always think of a straight line thing, but is
this curving around the track, or
it's just down the track?
Straight line drag race. They're going to set some barricades on either side of the tractor pulling track, and they're going to start them on the east end, and that's the plan, in front of the grandstands, and they'll drag race on that dirt track down through the other end. So people need to understand it's drag racing on a dirt track. So probably we don't want those cars that show up at Ubley. I'm not thinking that would be the ideal thing. It's more of the fun sport type things.
And it's gravel, so you're going to kick up gravel. You may scratch your paint. Be aware of that as well.
Yep, you bet.
And you can go to the KOI site, find out what you need to bring, if you need to bring group of insurance, those
sure.
type of things. They'll have that on their site so that you've got all your ducks in line when you show up.
You betcha, absolutely.
Well, terrific. And you can watch that, and that's a couple of hours at the...
Well, it depends on how many come and show up. But that's free grandstand on Monday night. So once you get on the ground, you can go down and do that. We're hoping it's a couple-hour show, that we end up with, you know, 30, 40 different people that want to come down and do that, and we'll see how it works.
Well, if you have several pickups, there may be races after of the winners to try and
sure.
get yourself a grand winner and,
you bet.
And such.
Yep.
Terrific. That gets us all the way into Tuesday.
Sure.
And by that time, you're like, oh, it's almost half done. Please just go smoothly the rest of the way.
Oh, no. By that time, I'm Fair Board members are just cranked up and enjoying the week, hoping the kids are having a great time, hoping the weather holds so people can enjoy it. But, by Tuesday, we're nicely into things. Tuesday is the swine show, open class horse show. It's the judging of those perishable items in the 4-H building. Tuesday morning is the Dairy 4-H show as well in the Expo building. So we have those kinds of things that go on in terms of the judging and that kind of thing. In the 4-H building, the Communication Arts Contest goes on that day. Tuesday's Kids Day at the fair. That's our one day that we have discounted ride bracelets, $15 instead of $18 for a ride bracelet. If you're there when the midway opens at 1 o'clock, you purchase your ride bracelet for $15 and ride those rides until they shut them down all night long. It's a great opportunity.
Okay. Miracle Life is also back this year, Monday, Tuesday, and through the week.
You bet. Thanks to Star of the West, who put that beautiful pavilion we have for that. The dairy cows won't come in until later in the week. Jake and his family, the Zwimmers, do a great job of bringing animals in. I can tell you that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there will be numerous cows down there, and I promise there's going to be numerous calves born at that point. But we do have a couple sows coming in with baby pigs. I think they come in on Sunday morning. There'll be a couple little goats there. There'll be baby chicks. I'm not sure who might pop in with something else that we might have down there, but those are all going on in that. And, of course, the little tykes always enjoy. We have the corn box. Instead of a sandbox, it's a corn box with some toys and things. Kind of a great place for some of those little toddlers with mom get a little break and go hang out there.
Terrific. And you got to give the credit to the people who bring the animals in. They're bringing them in. They're pregnant and they're stressed to begin with. And
right.
They do it because it's their livelihood. I mean, they're concerned about these animals, but they get them there in the nick of time.
Yep. The Zwimmers have been fabulous in helping us out with that. And people need to understand that about 3 days of them coming in is asking a lot. So we really appreciate the fact that they do that for that those days of the fair.
Terrific. Tuesday, what happens in the evening? You've got the HUCO Talent Extravaganza, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Tuesday evening is our HUCO Talent Extravaganza. Been going on for a few years. We have a number of local youth who will come and in most cases sing for you. These are talented youngsters that we have in this county that come in and put on a show. And between the talent acts, we have a band called Aurora Boreala. I believe that's how it's called.
Aurora Labora.
That's them. And so they'll be in entertaining between the different entertainment acts, playing some music and that kind of thing as well. So that goes down at the grandstands, discounted price on Tuesday night of just $5 to get in and enjoy that. A lot of local talent and fun there. And that's sponsored by the Farm Bureau Young Farmers Group. We greatly appreciate all the sponsors of all the things that go on during the fair week.
Sort of Huron County has talent.
It is. Yep. Huron County has talent.
Terrific. You've also got pedal poles for the kids.
I'm not sure what all the countryside has stuff going on for the kids, so I can tell you that at some point on Tuesday afternoon, there will be a candy drop over by the Miracle of Life. They're going to have a candy drop for the kids that are there for Kids Day. They're going to have kids games and activities. And then after the talent show is wrapped up on Tuesday evening, they tell me that there might very well be this mud pit on the infield.
Uh-oh.
And teams of whoever, I'm assuming youth for the most part, but not necessarily only, are going to go down and have a tug of war in the mud pit on Tuesday evening after the talent show wraps up. So if you want to have a chance to see some of the local county kids playing in the mud, you'll have a chance to go down and watch that. Or if you want to participate in, it's a fun night that's sponsored by Countryside, and just there to have fun.
You could get people or groups or whatever.
Sure. Maybe we'll get some...
Have a competition.
We might get a little
another group and
grudge match between schools or something like that. Maybe the FFA chapters have done it in the past, so we'll see what happens with that.
And we're hoping that the mud will be self-generated and not from Mother Nature.
We intend to generate that. I'm hoping, not that we don't need a nice occasional rain once in a while, but not a mud hole rain.
Anything else special on? You've got, of course, the Elkton Lions Bingo. That is a favorite of a lot of the folks around the area. There's a chainsaw wood carver out there, I see. The Wow Balls on Water are back this year.
Right.
Those are a favorite. A lot of people like to get into those things and try not to look too bad.
Sure.
Trying to stand up
yep.
in them.
We try and have some things on the grounds for people to have fun with that don't cost. The Wow Balls are there. That chainsaw carver will be down there. He'll be up by the office this year. You'll get a chance to watch him running his chainsaw and making some of that artwork. It amazes me what he's capable of doing there. And of course,
most people have enough trouble just trying to get the tree to fall the right way.
Right.
Rather than making something artistic out of it.
Right, absolutely. And he was there last year, and Lonnie does a great job, and I hope people enjoy that. So there's stuff going, and you talk about the bingo tent. That's a long standing. In fact, I can tell you that my two sons used to just love going to the bingo tent. And of course, you have to be 18 to play bingo. And so they would set with an older cousin or aunt at times to be able to be down there. And once they turned 18, they thought it was just lots of fun to go down and play bingo down by the Lions Club, eat stand, grab a little food from the Lions Club or something and come in and set and play bingo. The Elkton's group does a great job of putting that on and providing that entertainment.
Supposed to be a kids drawing as well, I see on the schedule Tuesday.
Right. Tuesday is with Kids Day. That's one of our 2 days. On Tuesday and Saturday both, we have kids drawing up at the fair office. We give away 4 bicycles each day. Doug Aaron and I went this morning and picked up the 8 bikes. So they'll be there. 4 for girls, 4 for boys, 2 girls and 2 boys on each of those days that we give away. Compliments of the Fair Board and TJ Schmidt Amusement Company.
Now, how do you qualify? Do you have to put a slip in that day at the fair that you are participating? Do you have to be there when they're drawn? All these kind of things people are going to want to know.
Right. So we've done this for years and years. In the office on Tuesday and Saturday morning, there will be boxes in the office. The kids can come in and sign their name up and drop it into the box. And
for boys and girls,
yep, either one. And then you have to be there, you have to be present in order to win the prizes. So TJ Schmidt gives us some stuffed animals that we give a few of those away, and then we give the bikes away. But you must be present at the office, not just they're down riding a ride so they're here at the fair or something. No, you have to be present at the office when we give those bikes away.
And you'll need a way to get them home.
Yes, and we don't deliver them, so if you win one, you'll need a way to get it home. And
bring the pickup that day.
Yeah, if it had to stay at the office for a day for you to come pick it up, we can probably make that work. But we've had lots of kids over the years get their first bike by winning it at the fair, and that's a great thing.
Terrific. So we're 3 days into this, 6-7 days of it.
3 days in, we're into Wednesday already, and we get to our prospect feeder show, those feeder calves, feeder steers, the end of the open class horse show, It's the poultry show that takes place over at the Farm Bureau SLA buildings. The projects, again, back in the 4-H building are open and ready to go. Wednesday is also Senior Citizens Day. That's the sponsored by Shure Hospital. And that afternoon is the Senior Citizens Meal that is sponsored by Shure Hospital for seniors to get their chicken dinner. We appreciate all the work that Pat does with the Shure Hospital to be able to provide that meal. And of course, the bingo tent again is back open in operation. And then Wednesday night this year, Car Demolition Derby is back. We've had, for those of us who have been around for a few years, we remember the days of the big demo on Saturday night. Well, that kind of went to the wayside, but the last few years with some of the smaller cars and things has picked back up. We've ran a couple little heats here and there. This year on Wednesday night will be a Car Demolition Derby again.
Problem is people are holding on to their cars longer.
Well, people hold on to them, and those big old cars that they used to use in that just don't exist anymore. So it's a lot more lightweight, smaller cars and compacts, but they still have a lot of fun with it.
I remember as a kid you thought you could land aircraft on the hood.
You bet. Yeah. So that Car Demo is our grandstands that's there. And then Wednesday night, too, after the Senior Citizen Meal, the Spring Street Boys will be back this year up in the Merchants Building performing in there for people that evening.
I understand on Wednesday you're going to have snakes.
I hear that.
Master Gardeners.
The Master Gardeners, which come in and have a number of different things in display at the fair that they do, and they are sponsoring a educational program in the 4-H building on Wednesday afternoon, and their theme on it this year, I believe, is Michigan snakes. I'm not totally sure, but I think it's Michigan snakes. So, and they will have some snakes on display there. So if you're like me and you don't like snakes, you may not be as excited about it. But for those people that want to learn more and get more information on it, that's Wednesday afternoon in the 4-H building.
Max and I were talking when that release came in about it, and we said, ooh, I hope they know how to control them things and keep them in the building, because if they don't, we're going to have another movie sequel, Snakes on a Tilt-A-Whirl.
No, I'm not too concerned. That's a professional group that will come in, and I'm sure they'll do a wonderful job and give you lots of great information about, in particular, Michigan snakes.
Excellent. And that takes us then into Thursday.
Gets us to Thursday, you betcha. I do want to run back quickly and remind people just of a couple things. We have day sponsors on each of our day. And, you know, as we go through the week of the fair, if you see those sponsor signs out, or when you go to an event and it says it's sponsored by somebody, the fair could not exist if we didn't have the local businesses and people that step up and sponsor either financially or time or product to be able to make those things go. It's an expensive operation to run and put the fair on, and without all of those people who do that, we could never bring this event to the public. So we really appreciate the Bayport State Banks, the Shure Hospitals, the Wallace Stone, the AIS equipment, the Thumb Heating and Cooling, the Shure Hospitals, all those people who sponsor, Thumb National Bank and J.W. Hunt, you know, all of them that are not only corporate sponsors, but the Farm Bureau Group that has helped build buildings, and Star of the West that's helped build buildings, and some other, you know, the women's chapter that's been out there. Just so many organizations, groups, and people that have helped us. So with that, you're right. Thursday is the Market Beef Show, and Thursday is also our t-shirt day. So if you have either received one of those t-shirts for this year, purple is the color of the year for this year. If you have and received one of those at an event you were at, or that type of thing, or if you want to purchase one in the office, they sell for $5. So if you purchase the $5 t-shirt before Thursday, you have it, pays your admission in, and you have the t-shirt to kick besides it. And that's been a kind of a fun thing we've had. It's kind of neat on Thursday. Of course, we see those purple shirts lots of other times, but it's neat on Thursday to see the flood of purple shirts on the fairgrounds. Thursday morning as well is our special needs event. We've run this in cooperation. Doug Birch, who's the general manager of TJ Schmidt Amusements that come in, Doug does a great job in working with them. But we put on a special needs event. You can contact that parent advisory group if you think you're part of it, but it's there and free for those kids who normally otherwise could not come to the fair. You know, many of those kids, loud noises or the fast action or the large crowds of people just don't work well. So this gives them that opportunity.
So the rides are toned down volume-wise.
Right.
And they're generally the gentler rides. But right. I was there years past, and they did go on the big Ferris wheel. It doesn't move fast, but it's high, and they enjoy it.
Right.
Like any other kid.
It's for those kids who have those special needs, and we run just a few rides, and they play a couple games, and they get a chance to get close to the animals and those kinds of things. Thursday is also our goat show, which has gotten to be a big event. I think Al told me there's 130-some goats this year, which is amazing when you look at that. And that'll take place in the – actually, I believe that's going to be in the Expo Center instead of the Show Sale Arena. At 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, so you can go across and catch that. And then, you know, the other things that go on during the day, those free things we've talked about, and the midway opening and that kind of thing, and the bingo tent. And then on Thursday evening is the traditional Bullorama with Dwayne Spa, country western singer that's there, the Bullorama, the barrel racing, the Bayport State Bank sponsors that event. Mower Electric kicks in some on it too, but Bayport will be down there. They usually have a few t-shirts they give away and some other freebies, and their staff is around doing a great job of helping run that event.
And the one ticket gets you both the singer and the event afterwards.
You betcha. Yep. One ticket to the grandstands gets you the whole works that night.
Terrific.
So that gets us through Thursday, and then we get into Friday. Friday's a big full day at the fair again. The JLA sale that goes on Friday, where our beef, sheep, swine, hogs, feeders sell all those animals 10 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 or 6 in the afternoon.
It's just fun to watch the auctioneers, and people are following it, and if you're new to it, it's like, oh my gosh, this is a foreign language.
Right. That's also the day that around the noon hour we auction off the gallon of milk from the Grand Champion and Reserve Champion cow. And we will also be announcing and presenting our Friends of the Fair at lunchtime there. So it's just a great, full, active day for all the youth that are involved with those livestock things. The Midway's back open again on Friday for that.
And the Midway is basically with the bracelets. They don't do
right.
the individual tickets anymore. They used to do that.
They used
to. You had to have 7 tickets for this, and you had to have 5 for this, and it was just
for the
much
most,
easier to just get a bracelet.
For the most part, you pay the price, and for that $18, you can ride all the rides all day, all through the evening. It's one price for
one
the entire.
Ride, you can get off and get right in line to go again.
You betcha. Absolutely. And then on Friday night, we have our Redneck Trek races. That's been around for a few years. This year, Agra Valley Communications has stepped up to sponsor that event that night. And I know that they're going to have a pop-up down there. They're going to have some giveaways. They're going to be around in the crowd doing some things. So they plan to participate with that. They're a great sponsor that the Agra Valley has been. And we also a special thank you to them, because during Fair Week, there's free Wi-Fi on the fairgrounds all week long, so that's really nice for our people that are trying to access some things. If you save your data by using that free Wi-Fi and doing that.
It's open. You can just log into it and
yep.
It'll be as fast as it can be with all the people on it.
Right. You have to understand, there's a lot of people on the fairgrounds, so there'll be times that it'll be heavy use, but it is there and available.
Terrific.
So that gets us through Friday and rolls us into Saturday, which for the general public is the last day of the fair.
For the fair board and the people who work there, it's the start of days and days of cleanup.
Yeah, we're getting there. Saturday morning, the small animal auction sale goes on. If the JLA big animal sale is a little overwhelming to you and you're not quite sure on that, the SLA, the small animal sale, and 4-H craft is just a fun morning. We have a lot of fun, and some of the people that maybe can't quite afford the other end can come in and do that. Have a great time with them. The goats, the rabbits, the turkeys, the ducks, the chickens, and of course some 4-H craft projects will all be sold on Saturday morning, with those benefiting those kids that go through those projects as well.
Now, is that a little different than the JLA? When you start doing livestock, you're taking them to be made into beef. Are some of these, like rabbits, can you just buy them and then they're pets, or do you have to make Hass and Pfeffer?
Well, you can do what you want with them, and that's true with any of them, even on the with the exception of the hogs. The hogs is a terminal show, so the hogs must go, and that's what you do with them anyway. But at the
they're not very, pet-like.
No, not real pet-like. But in terms of the small animals, there is opportunity if you are, and I will tell you this, I think for a number of years running, I've had chicken barbecue a few weeks after the fair because we've purchased chickens at that sale. But those arrangements can be made, or if you're a person that thinks you'd like to have that goat go home as a pet, or those rabbits for the grandkids as a pet, or that type of thing, that's fine too.
Because for the most part, these animals have been raised people friendly.
Right.
They trust people, it's not like you're getting a wild one. They you'll be a stranger to them, but they can warm up after a while because they think of people as food and friendly and protection.
Correct. These are all animals that these kids have given great care to throughout the summer and had them ready and prepared to come to the fair.
Terrific.
So that sale goes on Saturday morning. Saturday is also our antique tractor show and hit and miss engines. Scott Main has been in charge of that for a number of years. We appreciate Scott's work of getting that in, sponsored by the Steiner Tractor Company, Steiner Tractor Parts, and they come in and do a great job on Saturday of getting that going. And if you're around on the grounds, they do a parade. So they parade those old tractors and equipment through, and then they do some contesting and events with them as well. So that's also on Saturday morning. It's your last opportunity to come in and ride the rides. It's your last opportunity to see those animals and bingo tent and that kind of thing. It's on Saturday afternoon. Also, the sweepstakes contest for both the SLA and the Junior Livestock Kids takes place. So those are great opportunities to see the kids again. And, of course, Saturday is our second kids' drawing day at the fair office. You can come in and see that. And then Saturday night, evening, we start wrapping up the fair.
With a grandstand event.
With a grandstand event. TTPA truck and tractor pull goes on Saturday. If you're a person that likes to hear those engines roar up and watch the horsepower go and see the dirt fly, or just watch that tractor pull that sled down the track.
As it gets heavier and heavier and drags harder and harder.
Correct. Yep. That's the whole behind it. Some of these people that are in this, they spend a lot of hours and a lot of money on that equipment, getting it ready to pull and entertain you. A lot of locals, if you come into that truck and tractor pull, a lot of them are Huron County or Thumb area people that are there pulling, and they have a great time, but it's more fun for them when there's people there cheering for them.
Pulling for them.
Pulling for them. There you go. You got it, Craig.
Okay, and that's sponsored by
the
Greenstone. And Tri-County Equipment.
Greenstone and Tri-County Equipment helps sponsor that truck and tractor pull as well. You betcha.
So there's, again, the sponsors that make a lot of this happen. Because because it costs money to get people in here that... so you don't have to do it all.
Right.
It's their business, and they come in and they set it up and go. And that way you can have more things going on and not pull everybody in 8,000 directions.
Right. When we have those grandstand events, or we put some free entertainment, or we run some of the other events, unfortunately, those people need to make their money to make a living as well, because that's their job.
And in Michigan, there's only so many fairs, so many months a year.
So many short-term to be able to do that. So it costs us money, and the sponsors really help offset a lot of that cost, so that we can use much of the gate admission money and things to do things like repair of buildings, pay insurance bills, pay water bills, and all of those kinds of things. And speaking of that, we did apply for and received a grant through the Michigan Department of Agriculture this year. Timing on it wouldn't allow us to have it for this year's fair, but you will see when you come to the fair for the 152nd anniversary, the 4-H building will have new steel on it, and the bathhouse and old office up front will be steeled and new roofs on it, and a few other improvements that are going to take place there as well. And that one of the things that really helps us is when we can get some grant money, so we're paying either 50 or 25 cents on the dollar to be able to get those things done. Still costs us money. None of those grants are free money.
No.
But this year is a great grant that came through, that we only have to come up with a 25% match. So when you do $60,000 worth of improvements, it'll cost us $20,000.
And you have used those type of grants and things like the new bathhouse to
right.
have these things make it feasible.
Right.
I mean, you would have waited another 12, 15 years if you're trying to save for it, and by then the cost would have gone up anyway.
Right, absolutely. All those things are expensive and cost money, and we have some off-fair times that we do a little fundraising and things, but it's extremely expensive to operate, and I hope people come to the fairgrounds and look around and see that we've worked hard at having a clean, bright, modern fairgrounds that they can enjoy with their families.
And all the schedule we went through is available online. Just Google the Huron Community Fair 2019 and it'll get you there to the website.
You betcha. You can get to our website. We also have a Huron Community Fair Facebook page that has pictures and things on it and events and things going all the time. And if you're in many of the local businesses around, you'll see the yellow flyer this year that has the fair, 151st edition, that has all of the things that we just talked about. Well, not all the things, but most of the things we just talked about are in that. And if you need more information about exhibits or bringing things, fair books are available at some of those businesses, or you can stop by either MSU Extension or our office on the fairgrounds.
And the fair book's also available online.
And the fair book is available online as well.
Terrific. The fair is the fairgrounds isn't just the 1 week you rent it out. You told me for like weddings and stuff, so don't think of the fairgrounds as a 1 week deal.
But don't think of us as a 1 week. The fair's a 1 week deal. We've had two weddings this spring. We have a couple weddings scheduled for this fall. Of course, Project Red for the third graders across the county is coming up in September, and we'll be there. And then there's a new group in the county that's doing a career exploration for, I believe, it's our sixth and seventh graders, that all of them are going to come to the fairgrounds for a career exploration in the middle of September as well, and we work with them on that. We'll have our Halloween weekend, that first weekend in October. We have people come in and camp for the weekend and participate in Halloween activities and those kinds of things. And then, of course, starting in November at Thanksgiving time, we have our holiday light show. And I think I have a little extra time this fall, so we hope to make it a little bit bigger and better than ever.
Terrific. Again, to get more information, go online. You're on Community Fair. Huron County.
Huron County, Michigan, Huron Community Fair.
Because the people won't want to go to Ohio or any
right.
other place. And you can get all the information on the schedules and all the things that are going on. I appreciate you coming out. I hope you have a smooth week. I hope the weather holds for you and everybody has a great time.
Everybody will have a great time. It's all for the kids and we enjoy doing it.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Craig.
Our guest today on the program has been Clark Brock. He is president of the Huron Community Fair Board, the 151st. They had a big one last year, 150. Now they're working on 300, I guess. the fair is starting Sunday. runs through Saturday next week, and there's a lot of things going on, a lot of time to go out there and support Huron County youth, agriculture in Huron County, and just have a great time.
Lots of fun.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here.